The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
And welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live talking about what can we do naturally to help with your health solutions and issues. And as always, we are here to take your questions and listen to what people want to know and basically kind of give them some advice from a large team of staff at the Rozelle Center for Healing. I am Dr. Stephanie Pina, a licensed acupuncturist and naturopathic physician at the Rozelle Center for Healing, and I'm filling in for Dr. Rozelle today. He is out and about, so it is my turn to fill in, but we've got a great topic for you for today, and the good thing is I don't have to do it alone. We always have our in-house presenters with us, and this week we are going to be talking about an interesting topic, as always. And joining me on the radio show today to answer your questions live, we'll give you that number in just a second, but also as your Wednesday night presenter coming up is Dr. Marquise Rivera, a chiropractor from the Rozelle Center for Healing. And Dr. Rivera, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Pina. So glad to be here.
Yeah, welcome back. We're going at it again. I think the last time you were on, it was the two of us as well. So we'll have some fun again. But the topic that we're going to be covering for this particular Sunday is going to be a really important one. And we're going to think of it both, I'll say, inside the box and outside the box is going to be about a top five condition that affects people in the United States. It affects us physically, socially, and mentally, emotionally as well, too. And it's going to be what Dr. Rivera is going to talk about on June the 15th at 7 p.m. And that is neck pain. And we're going to talk about what causes it? How can we fix it? How do we identify when something is short term versus long term and really needs some additional work and healing as well, too? So that is going to be the topic for June the 15th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And if you want any to call in for today, for if you have any questions as well, too, feel free to give us a call. The number is 888-630-9625. Again, that number is 888-630-9625. And we're going to tell you how to register for the Wednesday night lecture at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in just a minute or two. Dr. Rivera, how important is the neck and how common do we see neck pain coming in and people asking questions about it?
Yes. So as a matter of fact, you know, neck pain is actually much more prevalent than we think it is. You know, nowadays we get this mentality like, oh, I slept wrong or I had an incorrect posture when I was sleeping, or it's really just I sit down at a desk all day and I just pop Advil and just call it the next morning. You know, and those kind of things are continually to accumulate and it's very common. As a matter of fact, almost 74% of hospital visits are related to neck pain. And so we're going to go into that topic and discuss, you know, how critical it is and how essential it is to maintain, you know, good alignment, good postural control when it comes to neck ergonomics.
So as a practice that we obviously practice integrative medicine, bringing in the chiropractic and the nutrition and acupuncture and some physical therapy modalities and stuff, massage and dietary, when we have people come in and basically they say, my neck hurts, what's like the first thing that we're thinking of? Because people obviously come in and they may not know what they did in the morning. They might say, I woke up weird, as you mentioned, they just slept wrong, but they don't think anything of it. So what's the first thing that you start to address as soon as they come in and neck pain is the first issue that they kind of lead off with?
Yeah. So in our office, as you said, we are more of an integrative type of clinic. So we really see more of a functional approach of how the body is in movement. And when it comes to as a chiropractor, you know, we really assess if there's kind of any injury, whether major or minor, if there was a specific event that may have caused or triggered some of that neck pain. And so it can be chronic, repetitive injuries, like, you know, there's weekend warriors or there's like high competitive athletes like football, rugby players, even hockey players that are constantly getting that compressive axial load into the neck. And so we identify as if, is it this? Is it this injury? But we also take a look at the micro traumas, like the minor injuries that people have in their daily lifestyle. So like sitting in a desk for all day or commuting to work first, sitting in a car, commuting to work, and then sitting in a desk for hours at a time and then commuting back home. And then look at that. You're making dinner and then you have to sit down and then you have to digest your food and you're sitting down watching TV. So it's these constant like lifestyle patterns that we see that we can assess and see if, is it this the cause? Is it their lifestyle? Is it their injury patterns that they've had? And we can probably kind of interact with what is the mechanoreceptors doing and how much of this compression has an effect on movement and movement patterns.
So really that becomes super important now as people kind of transitioning from, say, working at home for so long to getting and having, you know, before COVID, obviously, like, you know, a lot of ergonomic stuff was placed in the office and then they may not have that at home. So now that they're going back, those transitional changes. And like you said, now they're getting back into their cars and they've got to wait on 495 and a lot of different things kind of going on. So why does it make it one of the top five things that people come in and talk about are so common? Is it just the structure itself? Is it the fact that it's just literally connecting the head to the rest of the body? Or why do you think that it really creates an issue for people? And some people come in right away when they have pain. Some people wait and say, I'm just going to kind of wait it out, like you mentioned before. Why do you think that is?
Yes. So to understand that question, it's really to understand the pathophysiology of joint damage. You know, as we know, the head, you got to think about it in analogy term, a lollipop, you know, a stick, and you get the lollipop at the top. And that lollipop, you know, let's say it's a little heavier than the actual sagittal stick that's holding it in place. Same applies to your body. Your head weighs about 7 to almost even 10 pounds. And so that neck is really supporting the brain, the cranial skull, and all the robust anatomy that we have in our cranium. And so whenever we're sitting in a, you know, desk or we're having those ergonomic shifts, you know, some of that sagittal load goes anterior. And so what that does, it causes a lot of tension, you know, in the neck muscles and the anterior, also in the posterior side. And so it's really about understanding the foundation application of how important the anatomical arch is. And now with these shifts and changes with our daily living, we're actually seeing a more prevalence of getting a straight neck. And what happens there is that it decreases and it limits your body's ability to kind of communicate. So it's like the brain has to communicate with the neck muscles, and if the neck muscles have to communicate with the shoulder, and the shoulder has to communicate with the elbow, and the elbow has to communicate with the arms, and the fingers, and the hands, and the wrist. And so we're seeing that it all gets tied together. That neurosensory input that we're constantly being bombarded by injury or daily activities. And we're seeing that it's so important to have an anatomical structure to be proper and proper alignment. So therefore you can have more balance, strength, flexibility, and a normal function and less pain.
So really that whole connection, like you mentioned, just because there's so much going on between the structural part and the large muscle groups and the small muscle groups, that everything kind of connecting together. It could be one part that's creating the neck pain, or it could be something that's radiating on to another part of the body, like you mentioned, the arm and the shoulders and the hands and stuff as well too. So, and we see that going to the upper back and to the lower back as well.
Absolutely. There's actually a critical topic that we do in our office. As we know, we practice applied kinesiology. And so what we try to emphasize is that, you know, the body is a global continuous system. And so if you have issues within the neck or the head, it actually in turn has effect on your lower limb, your lower legs, and your ability for your hips to move adequately. You know, when it comes to the, for example, your temporal mandibular joint, which is your TMJ, it's how we talk, when we eat food, we're utilizing it. And there's a lot of muscles that are involved within that TMJ. And having that, we call it a Lovett system. And what that entails is essentially a relationship between the spine and how that can have an effect on other areas within the spine. It's kind of like a vertebral relationship. And so we try to emphasize that it's really important to get knowledge of the spine to get more of emphasis of what's causing that injury pattern, what's causing that pain pattern. And so the TMJ actually relates to the hip. There's actually a correlation between the two. So if people are constantly clenching their teeth because of stress, and who hasn't dealt with stress this past year, right? And, you know, with daily deadlines that we're constantly being, you know, subdued by. And so this can cause stress into the cranium. So cranial stress, neck stress, therefore in turn causes lower back stress and lower muscular spasm. And there goes my back, you know. And so it's very important and to understand how functional performance is key and functional movement is key. And this is when chiropractic is really kind of like the icing on the cake there, and how we can really apply motion to the spine and therefore decrease pain.
So one of the things that I think that's interesting is, and we're going to definitely come back to the importance of movement and stuff too, but when we think of neck pain, some people come in and they have pain in other parts of the body, but they're not thinking about their neck. How often are we seeing it that the neck pain isn't the first thing they're talking about, but we're kind of definitely, or you're seeing, you know, issues that need to be addressed, and they say, you know, I've never had an image done before. No one's ever told me I have a neck issue, but, you know, from your observation skills and your, and the ability to ask some very in-depth questions, all of a sudden you're going, I think there might be something kind of going on here. Is that very common? And how do you kind of know when you've got to go down that pathway to ask more questions?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is when we can start assessing and listening to the patient, listening to their pain and what are their symptoms, you know, because it's very easy to go straight into an orthopedic and neurologic exam. But if you listen to the patient, they kind of tell you what their actual reason and what the reason of coming into your office is. And then you get into the more of like, you know, orthopedic examination that we can do. But if they start showing, oh, my pain's here, dog, you know, it's actually right above my shoulder here. You start, you know, palpating or assessing that area, and you start noticing, okay, it's an actual upper trap issue. And then you start discussing what are their, if they sleep on their side, if they're a stomach sleeper, and try to get to know their health history first. And that's what's important in assessing how can we better help the patient.
So neck pain, the causes and the fixes is going to be the presentation, what we're talking about now, but the presentation for this upcoming Wednesday, June the 15th, 2022, it's going fast, at 7 p.m. at the Rizal Center for Healing. We'll be back in just a moment to talk with Dr. Rivera some more. And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We are live here on the radio show, and I am Dr. Stephanie Pina. I'm joined with Dr. Rivera from the Rizal Center for Healing, and we are talking about neck pain, what's the causes, how to fix it, how to identify that there's an issue, and how can we help you? And that is going to be the topic for this Wednesday's in-house free educational lectures. If you haven't been to the Rizal Center for Healing, this is an excellent time to come in there. It's a nice, safe environment. There's not a bad seat in the house, but we do need you to call in advance to make sure we've got that seat safe for you. And how do you do that? There's two different ways. You can do it by calling into the office at our number at 703-798-7117 and tell them that you want to sign up for the Wednesday night lecture. Again, that number is 703-698-7117. And you can also, if you're at home listening on your computer right now, like you always do every single Sunday at noon, you can go to our website, roselcare.com, roselecare.com. And you can scroll down to the page and you'll see a section that says in-house educational lectures. And it says register here. And basically you click on that, they'll get some quick information and the office will be confirming with you that you have your seat saved. So two ways to register. We hope we see you there. And this is going to be just another topic that we have to present for you to give you a chance really to meet the doctors as well too and ask questions live. Understand where we come from a different angle than maybe primary care or another doctor has told you, or even another integrative office. We look at things a little bit differently here. So hopefully we'll register. We'll see you there on Wednesday. Dr. Vera, we talked a little bit. We got into it a little bit about the anatomy and the structures of the neck. tell me a little bit more about why is the neck so important and what are the structures that make up for it? Because there's a lot of different places where things can kind of go wrong, but it's also because of it's how it's physically built too. So give me a little bit more background and insight on that so that everyone can understand what we're looking at when we kind of are having those talks and discussions with them.
Yes, absolutely. We were discussing the importance of the anatomy of the spine. And so alignments and physiology functions can get altered significantly if we're not truly assessing the spinal structure. And, you know, the spinal cord actually is protected by the actual spine. And then, of course, you have the nerve roots coming out. But what's important is the actual segmental motion of the spine. And so you have different type of planes that are involved, the sagittal plane, like, you know, bringing your chin to your chest and looking up into the ceiling. You have the coronal plane, which is from the side to side, bringing one ear to the other shoulder and bringing the other ear to the opposite shoulder. And then you have the transverse plane, which is essentially the rotation of the neck. And any of these things can cause strain or pressure into the joint capsule. So you have like the Z joints, you have the infravertebral joints, and then you actually have the discs between the vertebra. And so if there's any kind of imbalance in motion or, you know, truly the mobility of the spine can really be affected. And so reactivity patterns can occur, recruitment of tissue can occur, and even some initiation of inflammation. What happens is that the joints start to get hypertrophy. And when we call that in our world, essentially it starts to deposit basically calcium into the actual joint capsule, and it starts getting bigger and bigger. And when this progressive degenerative change happens, it can really restrict motion and it can really cause pain. And so the facets in the cervical neck and the cervical spine have a specific amounts of degrees. And approximately your upper cervical spine is about 35 degrees. And then your lower cervical spine is approximately about 65. And so if these in any way get altered, it can really distort motion, can really cause pain patterns, like you've mentioned, and really decrease your life's potential. You know, you really have to always remember that.
I was going to say, what's interesting is then because you have so much motion going on in the neck versus the other parts of the body, it also puts it at more risk of there being more problems that happens between whether it's the disc or the spine or the nerves or the connective tissue or the muscles as well, too.
Absolutely. It creates like an error in joint position. And, you know, getting a chiropractor to assess your neck appropriately and asking those questions is really a step in the right direction. It's really educate yourself and what you can do at home and what are some modalities that need to be shifted or changed.
So it definitely sounds like one of the things you're going to be addressing during the lecture is really going to be how do we get the motion and everything kind of flowing together so that way, you know, you're not only working with prevention, but you're trying to get its normal function back, but then also kind of use that function and motion to kind of help with the treatment as well as stuff. We're going to go on a quick break right now, but you're listening to Dr. Talamazal Live. And if you have any questions for us, feel free to call us in 888-630-9625. Again, that's 888-630-9625. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live talking about neck pain, how to fix what we've done to ourselves when we don't know what we did to ourselves. And with me is, I should say, we're not live in studio, but we're live. Dr. Rivera from the Rozelle Center for Healing, who's going to be your lecturer and presentation provider this Wednesday on June the 15th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, Virginia. And she's going to be talking about this topic in great detail, asking you questions and answering questions as well, too. So if you'd like to register for this particular topic and reserve your spot in our wonderful office, feel free to do it two ways. One, you can call us at the office, 703-698-7117. Again, that number is 703-698-7117. And tell them that you want to come to this Wednesday's lecture and they will reserve you a spot. You get some notes, you get some handouts, you get to see Dr. Vera live in person, not just a radio voice. And then you can also go to our website, RozelleCare.com. About halfway down the page, you'll see a button that says register for the lecture. When you click on that, they're going to ask you a little bit of information, and then they will confirm that you do have your spot for the lecture and you will be all set. And we always provide some nice tea and everything in the office. So when you come in, you'll be nice and cozy for that. And bring your questions. You know, we love it when patients bring questions for us, and they sometimes they even email it in ahead of time so we can address it. If you have any questions right now, you can also call us 888-630-9625. Dr. Rivera, we're talking about neck pain, and I wanted to get your comments on a little search I did this morning as we were preparing for this. Of course, you know, between Google and YouTube, that's where the best medical information comes from these days that everybody searches for. And the top four things that came up for neck pain were, the top four videos, I should say, how to fix your stick neck in seconds, how to fix your tech neck, fixing flat necks in 2 minutes, and, how to fix your neck at home while sleeping. Is it that easy? Can we just watch the video and do this, or should we actually get seen and see someone for professional help?
I mean, I'm a huge advocate of having, you know, good activities at home that improve posture alignment, but self-adjusting and things like that, you know, has been very common these, last few years. And what's really important to understand is that, yes, you'll get a temporary ease of pain if you're adjusting yourself. However, those things can actually in turn be actually injuring to your body, because when one joint, let's say, is restricted, let's say you kind of move your neck in position, you kind of twist it in a way to kind of get relief. What causes is that adjacent joints of that restriction one can actually become hypermobile, and you'll get that desired motion. However, through time, you know, it could lead to restricted motion because you're constantly moving that joint into position, and it not necessarily might be that specific segment that needs the movement. And so it can create kind of like a upstream or a downriver of restriction motion, and actually maybe even so hypermobility. And so this is when you walk and you get your knee out of, you know, pops out of place, or you walk and you know, oh my God, like my shoulder just felt like I just got out of position. Or like, this is when you see that you're getting that hypermobile movement, and that can actually become long-term, can be unstable, and you actually regress in your progression. So therefore it's really important to be assessed by a practitioner, whether that's any kind of movement therapeutic from a chiropractor to a physical therapist. We can assess muscle function and joint mobility, and therefore it'll be rather more effective and a safer, you know, approach to get that assessed in a clinical office.
Okay, so again, like, just because we can get it to move on our own doesn't always mean we're moving the right segment and the right area, and in the long run, that movement in itself can create more issues.
Correct. Absolutely.
When done improperly.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the interesting things that we were going to talk about too is the fact that neck pain doesn't always just mean neck pain. It may actually kind of connect to the rest of the body, since that head is connecting to the torso. And we get a lot of questions also about something called cranial sacral therapy, where we're literally looking at a different type of connection between the neck and the lower part of the body. And I know you'll probably go into this a little bit during the lecture as well too, but can you just kind of give us a little bit of information on how we look at how the neck as a structure actually connects to that lower part in the hips and the lower limbs as well?
Absolutely. You know, when we assess the body, it's a global system. It's a global system of pulleys, of lifts and everything. You know, we really try to bring the analogy of like ligaments and muscles are always in constant motion and movement with one another. And so when we assess the cranium, we also assess the sacrum. And so it's kind of a dynamic movement between the two. If you have good muscle tone and good breath work, like good breath abilities, you know, that craniosacral movement is actually going to be functioning. And so what's important with the cranium is that there's three areas that kind of bring input into the brain. It's going to be your proprioception, which is essentially your ability to figure out where your body is in space, right? Your visual perception, what you're seeing within the eyes, and also your vestibular system, which is your ability to balance. And balance is critical. It's directly interdependent upon cervical neck flexibility. And so when we assess the cranium, when we assess the craniospine, we actually have a tool that we use in chiropractic, which is called craniosacral therapy. And what we do is that we assess the cranium. We actually move the cranium into position with breath work or slightly applying compressive forces into the cranium, frontal, temporalis, or even parietal or the sagittal. We can kind of put more of an input into the cranium and making sure that the body is able to assess kind of that input. And then we can actually see the body unravel. And this is what craniosacral therapy does. It's the ability to your body to have more balance, more proprioceptive input, and all these things can be, you know, self-perpetuating, self-actualizing when we actually have these like ergonomic shifts. And the craniosacral approach is a powerful way to kind of assessing that mobility and getting better performance and better balance. You know, we're dealing with a lot of inability to kind of like walk straight or having that biomechanical movement. And it's directly dependent to mechanoreceptors within the spine. And so, as we said, you know, it's very effective approach.
So the good thing is, I think that is going to lead into our question here. We're going to go to the phones and how the neck and the rest of the body kind of connect together. Ingrid from Alexandria, how can we help you? And thank you for calling in.
Yes, hi, and thank you for taking my call. I have a problem with my feet. They are numb, and it comes up to my calves and lower legs, and it's been a year now, and I've been under doctor's care. I had an MRI and EMG done, and the neurologist says I have to have surgery in my spine. But then I've gone to a acupuncture once just, and this hasn't really helped yet. But I just wonder if a chiropractor can help me.
Dr. Ray, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when it comes, as we said, we mentioned in the radio show how important it is to have that global system being assessed. And it's like kind of like a house. The foundation of the house has to have a good structural system. As a matter of fact, the foundation of the body is coming from the foot. So when we assess the feet, when it comes to the talus, the cuboid, the metatarsum, the calcaneus, these are all structures within the foot itself that need to be in good motion and have proper mobility. And so sometimes if we don't have good orthotic or good support within the feet or even utilizing the whole foot as itself, I always recommend my patients, you know, go outside now that it's warm, walk on the grass, use that proprioceptive input, re-educate your foot pattern. And that can entail actually create an upstream of good motion and utilizing the whole foot, because the feet are the foundation of the body and the body needs good support. And so when we have those kind of injury patterns, chiropractic can truly assess any of those improper motions within the foot. And we can actually see if the neck or the low back is actually being triggered or flared up because of the improper motion of the foot, right? So these are the things that we can definitely assess.
Yeah, and I would like to say with that, what's interesting is where you, if there, especially if there wasn't an accident or injury that kind of started this whole thing. And so the good thing is after a year, it's definitely worth getting, even less than a year, getting assessed the way you did. And so when they do those imaging exams, you can see what's going on. I will say on behalf of the chiropractors of the office, I know they look at things a little bit differently than say the radiologists and even the neurologists look at, because they're looking for what else is going on as well, too, other than that one section. So there definitely may be things that can be done to avoid surgery and or to kind of help open up things as well, too. As an acupuncturist myself, I know when there's spinal issues going on, because obviously the lower part of that back feeds all the way down into the legs to the bottom of the feet. You know, it's a very long nerve. You almost have to get it to kind of calm down locally on the feet, but then also kind of also treat the back as well too and the rest of the stuff. So one of the things is that I always tell people it's usually not a one-time only type of treatment if you're just using acupuncture, but that combination between chiropractic to get the movement and the assessment going and also using acupuncture to kind of help calm the nervous system down to get more blood flow locally as well too, because you want to make sure there's not a circular issue or congestion going on in that lower part of the body as well too. So excellent question, Ingrid, leading to what we were talking about. I want to thank you for calling in. And if anyone else has any questions, feel free to give us a call. Again, that number is 888-630-9625. And if you liked that, make sure you're coming in and you can continue to ask your questions live and in person at the Wednesday night lecture with Dr. Rivera as well, too. Dr. Rivera, you mentioned and started to talk a little bit at the beginning of the show about another way that the neck was connected to the rest of the body and kind of that neck and TMJ temporomandibular joint kind of go together. They're very near each other, obviously, structurally, that jaw and the jaw joint and stuff. How does that kind of play into, say, something that's more of a chronic issue where, you know, maybe someone has been diagnosed with TMJ and they don't have neck pain, or vice versa, they're coming in for neck pain and then we see something going on? How do those two relate to each other?
Yeah, they relate in crosstalk with one another, because neck pain, neck stiffness, and muscle spasm could be in turn caused by your TMJ, which, you know, we're constantly chewing gum, right? And let's say it's very rare that you see people chew gum on the two sides of the jaw, or they have this commonality of chewing their food on one side of their mouth. And so what happens is that the muscles within the actual jaw, which in turn are the pterygoids, the hyoid, the omohyoid, the thyrohyoid. These are all muscles that are in motion every time we chew food. And so we've found through studies that there's a correlative prevalence when it comes to spine movement and the ability for the TMJ to kind of like have that vertical dimension to kind of, you know, have that vertical dimension to be truly aligned. And so we're starting to see that once we are able to assess the jaw, people who are clinchers, people who are the gum chewers and, you know, constantly under stress, you're going to chew that. You're going to really kind of clench your teeth. And bearing down on that vertical dimension can actually cause a lot of strain and tension to the head and to the skull, causing migraine headaches, even headaches, right? And some of that, like, oral sensitivity that we look at lights and, oh gosh, I can't, you know, I'm actually getting a migraine headache as we speak. And so those things are definitely correlative with one another, and it's really important to assess those things and really, you know, even if you have to send you off to a dentist, you know, and get you on a mouth guard at night, you know, to kind of reduce some of that compressive force that you're putting on the TMJ itself. So we in our office, we assess, you know, all those muscles, and with applied kinesiology, it's very applicable to really utilize that technique to really specify what muscle is causing that stiffness or that imbalance.
Well, I think what's interesting that you bring up is when someone, say, comes in from the dentist, and if they're getting treatment for TMJ or even just regular dental procedures, you know, many a times they might come in with like a stiff neck right afterwards because of the position that they've been put into and the fact that their jaw is not normally in the position that it normally is when they're getting worked on. Or they've just got a lot of work done with their TMJ procedure, and so they come in and making sure that everything else is in alignment. So we may relax those muscles and kind of make sure structurally they're all set. But one of the craziest things is that we'll see people, even if they have braces on nowadays, they'll come in and they'll get adjusted and kind of say, I feel things in my neck. Like, why is that? So we have to kind of walk them through that, you know, the body basically has to have that change and turnaround. And that's a great time to, when those changes happen, come in, see a chiropractor, get some work done as well, too, after any kind of dental procedure. We're going to take another quick break. The show is going extremely fast, but you are listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live with Dr. Rivera, who's going to be your lecturer for this Wednesday night on neck pain, the causes and the fixes, and we're hoping you're going to be able to join us. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap this up and take some more answer questions.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizal. We are taking your questions and we are talking about neck pain and how things happen. What's the causes? How do we fix it? How can we do things at home that help ourselves from getting there to begin with? And this is going to be the topic of this middle of June, June the 15th lecture with Dr. Rivera at the Rizal Center for Healing in Fairfax, Virginia. We're right off of the Beltway. And if you're interested in this and have any questions and you've been listening to the radio show, and even if you haven't just wanted to come in and see the office, this is a great time for you to do it. We got nice, long, sunny days that you can come in. And so you get a little bit of light when you drive home too. So there's two ways to register for this. I want you to go online to our website, RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. And halfway down the page, you can click on the notification button that says register, and they'll get some information from you and confirm that you have your seat saved for you for this Wednesday's lecture. Or you can even call the office and just tell them you would like to sign up to listen to Dr. Rivera present on neck pain this Wednesday at 7 p.m. And that number is going to be 703-698-7117. Again, that's 703-698-7117. And tell them that you heard us on the radio and you're ready to come in and we want to see what we can do for you. As Dr. Rizal said, you tried, applied, and now let's make it happen. So Dr. Vera, I want you to kind of brief everybody, because I know they've been listening intensely and get a lot of great information on the radio show, but what will you be covering on this Wednesday's lecture and who should really be in there or bring somebody with them in order to get the most information about thinking about their next?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, this week we're going to be presenting My Aching Neck. And so what we're going to be discussing, what are the things that cause neck pain? And what are some things you're doing at home that could be a trigger to your neck pain? And, you know, bring your friends, bring your family, and definitely bring the ones that you love, right? Your cousin, your grandparents, your mom, your dad, because those are the ones that really could really be missing out on a great opportunity of healing. And especially at the Rizal Center for Healing, you know, we examine the patient for who they are. And the first step of the healing process is to know the cause of your pain. And this is why we do these ongoing educational presentations for you and for the community, for you to really remain confident that you have the tools that you need to heal. And what we do in our office is to help educate that. And so we're going to be discussing different ways of assessing your neck pain and also educating the actual function and the efficacy of chiropractic and how that in turn can impact and improve range of motion, not just segmentally, but globally. And therefore that can decrease, you know, most of these pain patterns that we're seeing. And, you know, it's very important to understand that it's critical to maintain a healthy balance of muscle tissue and even chemical, imbalances, and also mentally. And so what we do in our office, we're going to assess also those three things, and we'll discuss all those things this week in our presentation.
Because we know that when we have patients come in, a lot of the questions, you know, they've seen someone before, they may have images, they may have, you know, worked with someone before, like just like our caller earlier today. And they're trying to see what else can they do, or are they trying to see us so they can prevent it? So this is a great opportunity to meet with one of the doctors and really start that conversation. And I'm sure Dr. Rivera is more than open to taking any of your questions, and we'll stick around afterwards as well too. I want to thank her for being on the show. Good job, Dr. Rivera, once again. I can't do it without you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pino. It's been a pleasure.
And returning back always every noon at every Sunday at noon to listen to the Dr. Rizal radio show, we encourage you to call in and also to make it well known that we want you to keep paying attention for your health. Thank you.